Tensions are still high in Kenya after last week's presidential election rerun. President Uhuru Kenyatta has now been declared the winner with 98% of the vote. It is that high because challenger Raila Odinga boycotted the balloting, arguing it would not be free and fair. He said that about the original vote, too, by the way. All of which has left many Kenyans worried about a return to the sort of post-election violence that tore Kenya apart a decade ago. Boniface Mwangi is an anti-corruption campaigner in Nairobi, and he joined us here in our Boston studio.
Kenya's on the brink of chaos. There's a lot of tension in the country, so there's fears that the country is going to burn or we may go back to what happened 10 years ago. If you look at the killings in the country so far, about 70-plus people have died since the elections. Most of the killings have been done by the police.
Mm-hmm.
The police have been using live bullets to disperse peaceful protests.
You've been out on the street, Boniface. Tell us what happened to you about 2 weeks ago during a demonstration.
I went to protest against police violence, against peaceful protests, and I got shot with a tear gas canister.
By the police?
I was shot by the police.
So the narrative that we typically read or hear about is that Kenyans are deeply polarized along ethnic lines. Luo, Kikuyu, President Uhuru Kenyatta, he can count on support from the large Kikuyu ethnic community. Raila Odinga has the support of the Luos. Is this ethnic divide just too simplistic to try to understand what's going on in Kenya?
It's the reality. The people who run our country, Raila Odinga, Uhuru Kenyatta, are not ideological leaders. They are tribal kingpins. Raila is the king of the Luos, and Uhuru is the king of the Kikuyus. And for them to win, they do tribal alliances. They do not get people together based on ideology and say, this is our values. They form coalitions on tribal lines. So the state of the nation is actually goes back to colonial Kenya, where the British divided Kenyans along tribal lines to be able to conquer them. And then the leaders who came into power, the people who run our country, realized that the best way to divide people and rule over them is using tribe.
The whole notion of identity by tribe, tribal identity, I know it's weighed heavily on you personally. You even kind of struggle about naming your children and what to name them. I'm wondering if you could just talk about that.
So my wife and I made up our minds a long time ago, even before we got married, that we give our kids different names. Because in Kenya, so if I say my name is Mwangi, you know that I'm Kikuyu. So we said we are going to give our kids names that are different from our community.
Mm.
So we gave our firstborn as a Zulu name, Simpiwe.
South African.
Yes. Our secondborn has an Arabic name, Naila.
Mm.
Then our lastborn has a Luo name. So I have a Kikuyu child in my house, but his name is Mboya. I gave him a Luo name. Because I want to fight tribalism by leading by example. Because if you don't do that, then you don't have a country. And I think the tragedy of my country, and this breaks my heart a lot, is that there's so many young people who don't speak their mother tongue, but because there's a lack of a national identity, they go back to their tribal identity. So as a country, we need to forge a national identity that is based on values, no tribe.
How do your kids feel about that? Because, yeah, you're leading by example, but they're the ones out on the street with the name.
So the kids are too young to understand this tribal nonsense. But I hope that I'm going to fight tribalism with other people. By the time they're old enough, it won't matter what tribe they are or what is the name. They'll be judged by their character and their morals, not their last name.
How many Kenyans are there like you who are really kind of thirsting, hungering for a leader who can provide for the people, create something for the people, and not just kind of locked in this decades-long cycle of ethnic rivalries?
We are the minority. Our message is not mainstream yet. It's a very small green movement. So we are not yet mainstream, but you have to start somewhere. So
right.
We have to change our country by being the change we want to see, even if it's not popular.
Boniface Mwangi, Kenyan photojournalist and anti-corruption campaigner and a great activist in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.